All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with a record of 6-3, the Chicago Bears find themselves in position to win their first NFC North title since 2010. Now, things are coming together for this proud franchise. I mean, you go back to just prior to the beginning of this season when the Bears went out of their way and they made the Khalil Mack trade happen. Yes, they gave up a pair of first round picks to the Oakland Raiders to get him, but you look at the impact that he's had on his team. I mean, granted, the Bears already had a good defense last year, but now he's been able to make them better. I understand that he has missed some time due to an injury, but you're looking at the fact that this guy is going to be in there. He's going to help this team coming down the stretch for the second half of the season as they look to not only make a playoff push, but also get their first division title in 8 years. Offensively, things are coming together for young quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who has 16 touchdown passes on the season while he is completing more than 64% of his passes. And when you think about things going good for this Bears team, it's all about their defense. And they're getting back to that Monsters of the Midway moniker. Why? Because this year, Chicago is third in the NFL in total defense. 24 team sacks, as defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is just really just dialing it up. These pass rushers up front are pinning their ears back. You look at this strong linebacking core. You have rookie middle linebacker Roquan Smith. You also have veteran inside linebacker Danny Trevathan, along with Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd on the outside. And the talent is there for this Bears team. Make no mistake about it. The biggest question is, are they going to be able to hold off both the Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings, the perennial favorites coming into this season to win the North for the division title? And for me, the answer is yes. You look at the Bears, they still have 2 games left with the Vikings. They also have the Rams and Packers at home. The Packers have a tough schedule ahead of them. They're on the road against Seattle this Thursday night. They're still at Minnesota, and then they're home for Atlanta. The Vikings, obviously, they still have 2 with the Bears. They're home for Green Bay. They're at New England, and they're at Seattle. So those contests are not going to be easy. But for head coach Ryan Pace, he's really got things clicking for this team. And I think him and general manager Matt Nagy have some great synergy right now. And because of that, with 7 games left for this Bears team, the NFC North is theirs to lose. So at the very least, I think that this Bears team is going to get 1 home playoff game this year. And the folks, in Chicago will definitely be happy for that, because Soldier Field, it's been a while since they've seen a home playoff game. And I guarantee you that the fans there are just waiting to erupt with emotion. And this Bears team will definitely bring it out of them. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.